This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio. See, I'm a suspicious kind of guy. And so should you be. You should be suspicious as to what's going on. Yes. Break out the spyglass. Magnifying glass. Spies use magnifying. That's what this show is. It is a magnifying glass into all the totalitarians' behavior, and you're listening to it. So thank you for your listenership. I really do appreciate it. And visit our website, and that's agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news, and also a21r.com. A21r.com. We were not so ubiquitous on the website. If you have been following the drama, it's kind of interesting how the drama of our little website, which is getting smacked around big time with high numbers, and all of a sudden the fire breaks out, the campfire in my haunts there of Butte County, California. Of course, the Oroville Dam, all that stuff. Yeah. Big time stuff going on there, that big campfire. Right now, we're getting closer to 60 people dead. I think the number is at 58. More to report on that. We'll be talking about that in a second. I got some other stuff coming up. But our thoughts and prayers with all the family members. Now, I get hooked into that, and I can't shift gears right now. I cannot shift gears to get into another mindset. It's just so crazy what's going on there. We still have, by our count, which is different from the sheriff's count, he says his numbers of missing people are down to the hundreds, a little over 100, about 100. I think he said 160 last night. I don't have my notes in front of me, but something like that. But there's a lot of people still missing, and they have a large number of people on the ground. They've really bumped up the numbers of people that are searching, and they, of course, have a large number of forensics teams down there. So they're prepared for the worst, and it's very, very difficult. Some of these people are nothing more, the bodies are nothing more than ashes and small bone fragments. So that search goes on, and there are people we know that are missing still. So we're holding our number closer to the 1,000 number right now. We're holding it only because if, in fact, it goes up there, you've heard that number before, it will hopefully not ease you into it, but get you to a level of understanding where you can do something about it, manage your anger, so to speak, because this makes people angry when people are murdered in mass like this, and the potential for mass murder is huge here, especially after the display of what we saw, the sort of, I guess you would say, the weaponry of choice being utilized by the globalist here. The environment's the weapon. That's the point. The environment is the weapon, the tool to destroy all of us, and that's what they've done successfully here in California. And but here's the playback. Always, totalitarians, dictators, people, they always overplay their hand. And what we're seeing here in California is the overplaying of the hand. And people around the United States are revolting. They are revolting. And that's their downfall. But it's the rise up of New California. And New California is going to be coming on the stage tonight, actually. And we've got a little surprises for people, too. So anyway, stay tuned for that one. We are going to be devoting a lot of coverage this hour to the fire and to the things that have gone on behind the scenes that you probably didn't know about that led up to this fire. And graciously and wonderfully, finally, people are coming out with the truth that we, you know, it's kind of like you bang, 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 pounding our head against the tables and the walls at any turn, trying to get the truth out to you about what these totalitarians have been doing. And you longtime listeners of Agenda 21 Radio know exactly what I'm doing. Because I feel your pain, brother, sisters. and I listen, because I know when I talk to some of you who call me quite regularly, but it's a therapy session. And I laugh because, you know, the therapy, me talking and communicating with you is just as therapeutic for me as it is for you. Just remember that. And thank God I can do what I'm doing right now behind the radio. We're sort of blessed that way. So it helps to balance things out to be able to talk and figure out, hey, wait a minute, we got to get this word out and realize that the suppression has just been enormous. And again, that's the other thing. The suppression is now easing because why people are finding out the truth. They're seeing the fake news and they're exposing themselves. It's Jim Acosta, my God. He's as linked to Jerry Brown as the Pope is, if you know what I mean, as any of the totalitarians are around the nation, around the world. Well, yeah, around the nation, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, there's a totalitarian for you. You betcha. You betcha she's a totalitarian. The unmasking of their techniques and so on is starting to happen in a big way, and people are starting to realize that. That's my point. And the more we talk, the more you talk, and the more we get the word out. Again, one totalitarian at a time. You know, that's what we're doing, stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. That's why I say you, as exceptional Americans, talk. Get it out there. It's okay. But the other part of it, I feel your pain from the standpoint that people have looked at you like you're a bunch of loons, right? But, you know, you stood up, you stepped up, and you stand up to these totalitarians, and now it's happening. Things are happening. Good things are happening in terms of exposing their evil, and that's the point. Good will triumph here, and it's absolutely doing so right now. Okay, pontificating to the side for a second, I'm going to go back to a little bit of Facebook stuff going on. This is downtown Tijuana last night, trying to keep the people, trying to keep the people on the buses and preventing them from coming into America.
Trans guy behind me, I don't know what he just said, and they're starting to attack me because they don't know what side I'm on, but I think they kind of figure it out.
This is a young lady by the name of Paloma. Paloma.
The media covering the one Mexican that is for them and not covering any of all the hundreds of people over there who are against them. Look at all those people.
Last night, downtown Tijuana, the white buses, the ubiquitous white buses of George Soros, who drive all around. We see them all around California. They're hustling people all around. And, of course, did they help with the votes? Oh, the voting thing. Shocking. Do we have something in the third hour about voting? Oh, yeah. An admission. On tape just for you. But these ubiquitous buses hustling people. I told you the hustle's on. You know, during the voting season. And normally, you know, the reports were there this time, too. People were being bused from one precinct to another. You just get them on the buses, take them from one precinct, vote there. Take them to another precinct, vote there. Take them to another, vote there, vote there. So pretty soon you get, you know, votes matter, right? Especially multiple votes on the same day. That's why we always say about the Democrats on election day, vote early and vote often. There you go. The early bird catches the worm, that type of thing. And, of course, the provisional ballots. The provisional ballots. Oh, yeah. The ubiquitous. See that word? My friend Ernie came up with that word. We were doing a commercial together. He said of one of my clients, he says, he's ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. Just laughed. I said to myself, what does that mean? I said, ubiquitous. Well, the buses are ubiquitous. You're more ubiquitous. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to New California. Because New California is going to take it back. New California is going to take it back because the state of California is in insurrection, in my opinion. And that's been our opinion for a long time. We've been reading grievances now. We're up to number 43. We're going to be at 44 on Tuesday. We would hope that there would be national coverage from everybody on our grievances, read from just about every county capital in California about the heinous behavior of Governor Jerry Brown and the environmentalists. Their attempt at mass murder, they've been playing out for, 8 years now. These are megalomaniacs we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Megalomaniacs. He is a megalomaniac. And so is everybody connected to him. The scorched earth policy. The scorched earth policy that was, demonstrated to all of us in paradise. And last year, that was demonstrated to all of us in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County. This is a monstrosity. This is a crime against humanity. And what we saw and what we've seen and what we've heard from the fires going on there, these are not normal fires, ladies and gentlemen. These are fires involving vast quantities of chemicals sprayed on us by the deep state, desiccating our plant life. Priming the pump just in time to spark it when the time came, leaving hundreds, if not thousands, dead, incinerated in their cars, incinerated in their homes, in their beds, just as bad as a nuclear bomb. And some are describing Paradise and Magalia and those outlying little burgs out there, Yankee Hill, as being hit by a nuclear weapon. Military people are telling me they've never seen anything like it. They've been in deep combat. They've never seen anything like it. The worst they've ever seen. That's what we have in Paradise, California right now. Coincidentally, this all started right after the election. Coincidentally, there was another fire down in Ventura, Thousand Oaks area. And then all of a sudden, now we have one in Simi Valley. Then, now we have another one in San Bernardino. Shocking, shocking. California is burning. Oh, excuse me. As is always corrected by my people, New California is burning. Rural California is burning. Because that's New California. I do take it personal. I have friends who've lost everything. In Paradise. I used to live up in Magalia, right there. It's personal. And for the second time in 2 years, mass evacuation in Butte County. The first was the Oroville Dam, in which the megalomaniac was stopped in his quest to destroy and kill 1 million Americans in one fell swoop with the collapse of the dam. I was one of those potential victims. I'm taking it personal. I have friends that their families are completely wiped out. Multi-generations wiped out. This is no normal fire. People will tell you that. The state is in insurrection. Brought to you by a megalomaniac by the name of Jerry Brown. Now, to bolster this argument, we have been saying that Jerry Brown and his government has been deliberately signing off and diverting funds, destroying programs that would keep us lawfully protected by law enforcement, destroying the law enforcement reach and capability of California state law enforcement agencies, preventing them from doing their job, a consistent process by which they have been governing from a monoparty system, and which what have they been doing? They've been destroying the laws of California. They've been destroying the laws and challenging the laws and exceeding the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution. Because why, Jerry Brown, the globalist? It's his state. It's his country. Calexit, anyone? No, it's not. It's not his country. It's nobody's country out there beyond us as citizens of the United States of America. It's our country. And we have a union of states. And California and New California are a part of the union of states. We want to live under the Constitution of the United States of America and be a state within the union of states. We don't want to be a Calexit. We don't want to be a separate nation under the mind control, under the control of a megalomaniac and his megalomaniac friends around the world who want to come here and exploit the United States, who want to exploit the riches, plunder California, setting up false droughts, allowing the water that's been so important to California to be drained out to the ocean on a year-by-year-by-year basis, destroying rich farmland while the world starves so that they can buy it and then exploit us later as they take over the great state of California with an invasion force coming from the south. Unacceptable. And we as citizens of California have formed a new state called New California for the rural Californians. New California, by the way, is growing to other states. Stay tuned. We will not be deterred. We will not be stopped. But we will stop the monster in Sacramento. We will stop the beast from destroying this country and destroying certainly California. It's time for the president to declare California in a state of insurrection. Ryan Zinke visited yesterday up in Paradise. Comments were, he's never seen anything like it in combat. Well, that's because it's never been exhibited like this before. The vast array of weapons at the disposal of the deep state has been enormous. They must be stopped. And hopefully the president will hear these words and stop it. Because if it's here now, in such vastness as what we have been witness to, it's coming to your town, someplace in the United States of America, anytime they want to. Anytime they want to do this, they can do it to you. As we're seeing now in Simi Valley, as we're seeing down in Malibu, as we're seeing now in San Bernardino County. And I haven't gotten the latest on my update yet. We'll see how that works for the weather and everything else. See, these are all predictable, by the way. We now have a system in place in which we can predict where these disasters are going to happen next. The warning signs for us and our predictors for all these areas were coming out before the elections, by the way. Then they show up. Once we can figure this one out, well, we're not very far away from figuring out who actually are the ones in the command and control structure of, say, the United States Air Force that are behind this in other places. Yeah, we're going to out everybody in the military that's part of the deep state just like Donald Trump is outing the FBI and the Department of Justice. You see, ladies and gentlemen, elections really do have consequences. More evidence after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're back up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're back up. The mind controllers, we're back up. They're letting us out on the website again. Shocking, shocking. Shocking to see megalomaniacs do such a thing, aren't you? The megalomaniacs, Jerry Brown and others, at work in California. Paradise lost? No. Paradise found. They want you to be discouraged. Paradise lost? No, we're not going to rebuild. That's not true. Paradise is coming back. Paradise is coming back. Okay, so this is what we have going on here. Let's see. We've got a visitor. Yeah, Jerry Brown visits. Jerry Brown with the cover of Ryan Zinke, the monster himself. Mr. Destruction himself shows up yesterday in Paradise. Yeah, he figured, well, I better get out there. I better not pull another stunt like I did in Orville. Well, we moved the masses and put them in danger. 200,000 people on the road alone. An inundation zone with a fractured dam that could have killed a million people. Yeah, that's the function of Jerry Brown. Why? Because he was stealing the money used to maintain the dam. Yeah. For what? For his illegal foreign nationals coming across the border so they could get driver's license. And he can give them $26 billion of money last year out of the California budget, which we don't have. Borrowed money, of course. For the illegal foreign nationals to invade our country, which is what's happening right now. Get the connection. Connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. Disaster capitalism. We'll just go ahead and we'll create this drought. We'll drought everybody out. We'll get everything all dried up. We'll chemtrail over here. We'll do all the things you must do. Right? We'll do all the things we must do. So that we can get money out of this burn baby burn business. Flood baby flood business. Killing people. Mass murder. That's our game. And the government will pay for it. Yeah, because they'll help us out because we need billions of dollars to stay afloat as a state. That's Jerry Brown's logic. So like a little lapdog, he shows up yesterday in Paradise. He needed to see this. I wonder if the president said, hey, Jerry Brown, you want any money, you get your butt out there with Zinke. I wonder if that's what happened. Because, you know, Jerry Brown, he doesn't like to do these things. He doesn't like to have his face put in his poop. You know what I mean? So Jerry Brown and Ryan Zinke show up together in Paradise. This comes from BuzzFeed. After touring the charred remains of California's most destructive wildfire in history, officials painted a grim picture of the devastation and warned of a long road to recovery, even as the state continued to burn. Emphasis on that. This is from BuzzFeed. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke called the campfire, which practically destroyed the town in Paradise, California, worse than any war zone I ever saw in Iraq. California Governor Jerry Brown echoed Zinke's assessment, saying he barely had the words to describe the destruction. I wonder why, since he caused it. It's so devastating, I don't even have the words, he told reporters at a media briefing. It looks like a war zone, and it is. Caused by Jerry Brown. It's Jerry Brown who caused this. Oh, listen, I anticipate that my website will be down again, and all the YouTube stuff will go away. You know, just, I don't care. You need to hear this. The campfire in the north and the Woolsey in the south in Southern California has so far scorched more than 200,000 acres, and the campfire has killed 48 people. Check that. It's killed 56 people, and burned over 8,000, that's actually more like 10,000 structures. I'm sorry, I have to update the story because BuzzFeed didn't hear the briefing. Making it the most deadly and destructive in the state's history, Butte County officials also posted a preliminary list of dozens of people still missing in the fire. So Jerry Brown finally has to face the truth of his handiwork with Zinke there, because Zinke's saying, listen, Brown, you get your butt out there and see what you've done with your little mind control business. That's really what's going on here. I like it. I like the way that Zinke plays these things. Three other people have died so far in the Woolsey Fire, which hit the Malibu region and surrounding forest lands particularly hard. Statewide, more than 272,000 people have been evacuated. That starts to sound a lot like what was going on in Northern California, doesn't it? It's one of the worst disasters I've ever seen in my career, hands down, FEMA Administrator Brock Long said. The campfire so far at 135,000 acres was 35% contained as of Wednesday, while the 97,000-acre Woolsey Fire was at 45% containment. California Director of Forestry Kim Pimblot said there were also about 9,000 firefighters battling the blazes statewide, he added. The dry weather was expected to persist into the week, but the destructive gusty winds that have fueled the fire's explosive speed will likely subside, bringing relief to firefighters' efforts, Pimlott added. Zinke said it is unacceptable to expect the state to deal with wildfires on this order year after year after year, saying better forest management was needed. This is unsustainable, he said. Zinke's reference to forest management as a way to address the blistering wildfire seasons echoed the controversial statement his boss, President Donald J. Trump, posted on Twitter, which said, in part, there is no reason for this massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California except that forest management is so poor. Trump later reversed his threat to withhold federal assistance, approving a major disaster declaration. Asked about the potential liability of Pacific Gas and Electric, which was blamed for more than a dozen fires in October 2017 alone, Brown declined to comment. Of course he did. Because he signed the legislation that absolves them of any responsibility. Hello, his friends in PG&E. See how the dictators work? These bastards. PG&E reported an incident in Butte County just minutes. That's false. Well, that's false. It's on them. Maybe it was on them. Maybe a laser device was used rather than a wire going down. In Pulga Gap. Yeah, we know the truth, PG&E. We know the truth. Brown declined to comment. My apologies. My emotions are starting to run away from me. When my friends die. No break for us. He declined comment. That is just the statement of the year right there. Of the century, he declined comment. You know, it's really tough when you're a megalomaniac and you get caught. I wouldn't want to be caught being a megalomaniac if the president was Donald J. Trump. Brown, who has been publicly critical of Trump's dismissal of climate change and its effects on California's fire season, said there was no doubt environmental factors were playing a role, but he urged stakeholders to stick together on the more immediate task of protecting and rebuilding. Oh, yeah, we don't want to talk about it. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about climate change now, do we? Because why? Zinke, put your face in your crap, Brown. And he's rubbing it. He's rubbing your face in your own poop. Officials said that a sense of shared effort would be required for years as the government works to figure out how to rebuild towns like Paradise in the wake of the disaster. This is going to be a very long and frustrating event for the citizens of Paradise, but we all have to work together to find a new normal, Long said. Members of the California Army National Guard are looking for all over the place. You can see the picture of it. We'll have it reposted on Agenda 21 Radio. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. A megalomaniac who got caught is caught. And Donald J. Trump caught him. More on this story. This is going to be a major, major league story going forward, ladies and gentlemen. The brownout, we'll call it. How Ryan Zinke and Donald J. Trump created the biggest brownout in the world. And thank God for it. This is criminal. This is clearly criminal, what's going on here. Clearly criminal. And we've got to do something about it as a country. We can't let this stand. We cannot let this stand because what has happened here in our country, in our very own country, is war. It's war by the globalists on us. This is warfare. And the war is continuing at the border. In the first hour, we brought you Paloma from Tijuana. And guess what? When the Mexicans, on the Mexican side of the border, are confronting the George Soros caravanners, what's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture? Well, if you're a nationalist, nothing, right? In the Donald sense of the word nationalist, there's nothing wrong with that picture, is there? No, there is not. There's nothing wrong with that picture. But if you're a globalist, there's plenty wrong with that. There now, isn't there? We can't have that sort of thing going on. No, we've got to have a compliant population. We've got to have all of us lined up and ready to die for Jerry Brown and his globalist aspirations, his climate change. That's what we have to have. Unacceptable. A megalomaniac right here in front of us. And why did he get, I'm still going to go back to this, why did he get an extra 2 terms as governor? Huh? You see, you start checking into the history about all this stuff. Now, here's the toppers, ladies and gentlemen. The King Kong toppers of them all. And this is going to drive you absolutely crazy, as it should. But did you know that there were bills that were presented in the California legislature? Bills that were unanimously approved in a very rare situation, in a very rare situation in which there was bipartisanship in both the Assembly and the Senate of California. Can you believe that? Unanimous votes. Unanimous votes. To do what? To provide more money. Oh, more money for what, Paul? Fire suppression activities so that we could prevent these kind of fires. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here, and it goes down to this discussion we were having the other day. It's climate change. I'm laughing my butt off right now, Jerry Brown. If it wasn't so sad about what's going on with all these people dying, with all this displacement, with the display of weaponry that we've seen here on our own people, being turned on our own people like by Jerry Brown. I wonder how many people. I can't have those kind of thoughts and so on about what's going on. But I should, and so should you, about what Jerry Brown has done here. But let's dive into the thought process that I'm talking about here, about some of the things about Jerry Brown, downtown Jerry Brown. Katie Grimes comes up with a story. Our Katie Grimes, who contributes to the show. This is the title of the article. Listen, and those of you with a 10 and 2 positions on your steering wheel, please do not drive off the road. If you want to pull over, I'll give you a second. There's your second. Headline: California Governor Jerry Brown vetoed bipartisan wildfire management bill in 2016. Oh. I wonder what he did that for in 2016. I wonder why he did that. Timing, maybe? I don't know. I'm just being me, right? Katie Grimes reporting this. Last year, as all hell was breaking loose in California, as residents were burned out of their homes, neighborhoods, and businesses, Governor Jerry Brown was jetting around the world spouting climate change propaganda. He's been calling this California's, quote, new normal. See the narrative part there? Did you get the narrative from BuzzFeed I just read to you? coming from people? Is this the new normal? How come it's not the new normal in Nevada or Oregon or Colorado or Kentucky or Alabama? How come they don't have blazing fires like this? Have you ever wondered that? Why it's just California? The new normal in California. Climate change is only global climate change is only happening in California. Have you ever, come on. I don't know of another governor out there, of the 49 other governors, who wants the blood on his hands, or her hands, that Jerry Brown has and appears to be relishing on his hands. It's a setup. So this is an article from that she wrote in August 8th, 2018. But it's in regards to a bill that was approved, or not approved, vetoed by him. Today, as California burns once again under torrential wildfires, many Californians have been asking why the dramatic increase in wildfires in the last 5 years. That is everyone except Governor Jerry Brown. Governor Brown claims that year-round devastating fires are the new normal we must accept. Remember last year at this time? He goes on 60 Minutes and spouts it off because we were ablaze then. We're supposed to have year-round fires now. And by the way, the foothills of the Sierras, if you are in a mountain town in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas, you better watch out because you've been desiccated. I'm telling you that. And I'm not going to mention towns because I've been through a bunch of them. But trust me, with New California, I've been up and down this state. The desiccation is complete. Take a look at the plant life around your houses and stuff. If it looks like it's dying, that's because it's dying. It's desiccated. They're setting you up to burn, baby, burn, just like they did in Santa Rosa, just like they did in Paradise. And what does desiccation mean? That means that the fires will burn at a higher intensity. You bet. Aluminum oxide being sucked up by the plants, making them sick. Just as they're sucked up by you. I mean, these people, when they're incinerated by these fires, and they've got aluminum oxide in their bodies, guess what? They burn. They burn to dust. And as some of these people are finding out, they're finding out, guess what? It's not just dust. It's small little bone fragments that's left of the bodies of these people. Kitty goes on, Megan Barth, who's been on this show many, many times, and I reported on Monday, supporting Obama-era regulations have resulted in, quote, the new normal, an endless and devastating fire season. Obama-era regulations introduced excessive layers of bureaucracy that block proper forest management and increased environmentalist litigation and cost, a result of far too many radical environmentalist bureaucrats, leftist politicians, and judicial activists who would rather let forests burn than let anyone thin out the overgrown trees and let professional loggers harvest usable timber left from beetle infestation or selectively cut timber. Mismanagement, overcrowded forests provided fuel to historic California wildfires, experts say. We've all been saying this. Anybody who's been in the forest gets it. I've lived in the forest for 9 years. I get it. The 129 million dead trees throughout California's forests are serving as matchsticks and kindling. Jerry Brown, busy mulling ways to prevent the end of the world, took the Clinton and Obama era gross regulations to step even further when he vetoed a bipartisan wildfire management bill in 2016. Now, don't you hate it when this happens? At the request of the City Council of Laguna Beach, Senator John Morlock, a Republican from Costa Mesa, authored SB 1463 in 2016, a bipartisan bill which would have given local governments more control in fire prevention efforts through the Public Utilities Commission proceeding making maps of fire hazard areas around utility lines. Laguna Beach went through 4 fires sparked by utility lines in the last 10 years and has done as much in the way of prevention as they could afford.
The bill would have allowed cities to work together with utilities to underground utility lines, or work with utilities to put them underground, and work with the Public Utilities Commission to develop updated fire mats by requiring the PUC to take into consideration areas in which communities are at risk from the consequences of wildfires. Not just those areas where certain environmental hazards are present. Moloch's bill came about when on February 2nd, 2016, the PUC served the final version of Map 1, and the city of Laguna Beach was not placed within the low-risk margins of the Utility Fire Threat Index. Governor Brown vetoed SB 1463 despite being passed by the legislature. Are you ready for this? In the assembly, this is the count. There's only 80 assembly members in the state of California. 75-0 in the assembly, and there's 40 senators in California. 39-0 in the Senate. That tells you this was political. The governor's veto message did not properly address why he vetoed the bill. Brown claimed that the PUC and CAL FIRE have already been doing what Moloch's bill sought to accomplish. How on earth could Brown kill this bill when the state was burning down? SB 1463 would not have any would have not only safeguarded Laguna and other high fire risk communities in Orange County, but would have helped other vulnerable communities throughout the state that are often threatened by wildfires caused by sparks from shortened or fallen utility lines, said Moloch in a written statement following the surprise veto. The governor's veto impedes the necessity to more urgently address the California Public Utility Commission's focus on identifying high-risk areas. California fires produced as much pollution in 2 days as the state's cars do in 1 year. After SB 1463 was killed, by Governor Brown, Moloch and his brilliant staff had an epiphany: redirect the state's accumulated cap and trade funds into wildfires. He authored in 2018 a new bill, 1463, aptly named Cap and Trees. This is a big spoof here in California, of course. It would continuously appropriate 25% of the state cap and trade funds to counties to harden the state's utility infrastructure. Oh, listen to this. Moloch recently wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle, in an effort to reduce the state's highest sources of greenhouse gas emissions. This bill would, of course, prevent unnecessary damage to life and property. Senate Bill 1463 will continuously appropriate 25% of the cap and trade funds. However, SB 1463 was killed in the radical Senate Environmental Quality Committee by Democrats, even though there was no opposition to it. They just killed it. This is what a monoparty dictatorship can do. They can just kill it, and they did. They didn't even take it to a vote. They just killed it in committee because Jerry Brown said, kill it. Kill it now. And he did. Cap and trade was a scheme born out of the California Global Warming Solutions Act of 2016, signed into law, by the way, by guess who? Arnold, the dictator Schwarzenegger, the socialist he is, which charged the California Air Resources Board with lowering greenhouse gas emissions. AB 32 requires ARB to inventory greenhouse gas emissions in California and approve. This is what has been the demise of businesses in California. Guess what? New California, there is no CARB. There will be no CARB. None of this will go on. There will be a Republican form of government in New California. That's why we asked the president to declare insurrection in California. There is a dictator here murdering us. He's a megalomaniac. He has global visions of destroying the earth. In no place more could we see it than in Paradise, California. Mr. President, Ryan Zinke saw it. Let's hope you see it too, Mr. President. We got to run for time now. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back after a short break. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Mr. President, I know you'll do what's right.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.